Have a seat, please. While I struggle to lower the microphone, you understand what I mean? To fit my height. The Honorable Minister of Lands, Housing and Urban Development, Mr. Michael Sanjek. His Excellency, the Governor of Central Equatoria, Emmanuel Abel Anthony, the Vice-Chancellor of University of Juba, the representative of the World Bank, distinguished guests, fellow citizens, my warm greetings to all of you. Salam alaikum ya jama'ah. I congratulate Honorable Michael Sanjek and team for the historic and spectacular initiative of today to convene this vital seminar on modernizing urbanization of our cities. Mabruk, Honorable Michael and your team. I also thank you, the esteemed participants, for joining us in this very important launching. Shukran lakum takukullu. They say that urban planning is the art of preparing for the future. It is the art of planning for the future. In advance of action. But if you have ever tried to navigate the roundabouts in Juba during rush hours, you will agree with me that the paramountcy of modernizing urban planning and cities must be underlined. We are a nation where a modern, those of you with modern cars, must frequently negotiate the right way. The right way out, and with the roads infested by the livestock, goats moving as they like, cattle moving as they like, and you can imagine the difficulties, and especially when you are trying to cross the road. This is all attributed to the fact that our cities have not been planned sufficiently. A little bit of our brief history of this plan, or rather of our cities in South Sudan. Thank you. To understand the brief history of our cities, we have to look back at where we started. And this was during the colonial period, of course. Juba was established by the British around 1929. So the roads were to fit that time. Historically, South Sudan concentrated on the rural. Even to come to the town was forbidden. You are given 3 days if you are bringing your potatoes or bafra, cassavas. 3 days you must go home. You are not supposed to stay in the city. So the city was meant for very few of India. Officials. Yes, nobody else was allowed to come. And so we comforted ourselves with these very narrow roads. Leave alone the foxholes we developed, especially during the conflict. I was in the first team, the advanced team sent by Dr. Yongre, the Mabia, to Juba to bring the message of peace and CPA. I found that the roads had even gone worse. The only road asphalted by that time was the parliamentary, what they call Moduria Road. Only. But even that road was not infested by goats. And where there are no goats, you will find that big foxholes that could even swallow elephants. Yes. A very pitiful situation. But in 2011, independence changed the map. And you can witness for yourself, although not sufficiently, I must admit, not according to our aspirations, not according to the desires of our people, but we are on the road. What is important is to begin and keep the momentum. Almost overnight, trading posts became capitals in South Sudan. Towns or cities are springing up very rapidly. And so you had places like Juba, Wau, Malacca. They just did them grow, but they really exploited. You don't know, is it 200 times that the population increased, for example, in Juba? And so we had to cope up. People are flooded in, looking, of course, for opportunities of all kinds. And we went from a handful of paved roads to a sprawling urban cities. Somebody who was in Juba some 10 years ago, when he comes back from Canada or wherever he is, he will not recognize. This is the reality. He will not recognize. Things have changed. We didn't only slowly transition into urbanization without that planning. We jumped into the deep end of the water pool while still learning how to swim. We spread out. And we didn't know how to plan the rest of the things. Importance of cities. Before this, I must ask a very important question. Why focus then on concrete, on the concrete? Buildings and so on that we are doing. When we would want the city to be built as it is in the countryside with huts and rukubat. Why? The truth is that we must modernize. So urbanization is the engine of modern city, in this case of modern South Sudan. Our cities are the melting pots where communities pour in, and they even divide the cities according to tribes. Cities are not supposed to be done like that. Then you are brewing and call for instability. People are supposed to mix. But whereas you have this tribe is there, the other one is there, and so on. Technically, it's not wise. Tactically, even, it's not wise. This is important for Binubin to bear in mind. Cities, of course, drive economic diversification beyond the oil that we talk about, and centralize. If we have well-planned cities, centralize health care and improve education. If you want a competitive South Sudan on the global stage, our cities must be worth the name. And to be worth the name can only be done through modernizing our urbanization. I want to talk about the objectives of urbanizing and modernizing urbanization. Our objectives for modern urbanization are clear, though perhaps is slightly over ambitious. Because we want cities that are, number one, productive. A city must be productive. Not just crowded. So you must plan for industrial area, you must plan for all kinds of activities, productive activities in the first place. If you now ask in Yuba, where is the industrial area? Nobody will point this to it. And so this discourages even foreign investors, the FDA, FDI. You see, so we need urban centers that manufacture and innovate, rather than just acting as a giant residential parking lots. We now comfort ourselves only with residential. But no, the world is not like that. We must go beyond this. And even the residence is not properly set up. Number two is the objective. Is to be inclusive. What do I mean? A city where they use the spaces to create, to recreate, and where digital entrepreneurs can thrive. Number three objective is resilience. What I mean by this is that designing urban spaces that can handle both the scorching dry season and the unpredictable flash floods that fall into towns without turning our neighborhoods into temporary swimming pools everywhere in the south. by July, everywhere is you either doing boats, because in order to go to the next quarters of the town, you have to move in boats. You see, because the cities are not planned, are not modernized. The challenges. I want to add to the few challenges I heard from the minister, we heard from the minister, and I miss the one of the governor, for sure. But to be honest, like a poorly cooked kisara, this paper bread, a poorly cooked one, our urbanization has run into a few lumps, you may call it. So, as a result, we face massive challenges. Our infrastructure is playing a permanent game of competition in a wrong way. You will find that a quiet residential home right next to a noisy nightclub. Nightclubs are even located in where there are residences. And somebody wants to sleep early in order to go early for job. But there is the music, tung boom, tung boom. You cannot sleep. And nobody talks. No, this is not the way the world is. Things must be properly controlled. You see, yes, now you will also find that actually, worst of all, in terms of the planning, we are sitting along the white night. And this is one of the greatest sources of water, for sure. In our case, yet our most common urban site is a fleet of blue water tankers supplying our homes. This is also partly attributed to poor urbanization. We cannot continue to be supplied by water tankers, you know. So we must modernize. And the pipes must move through defined, previously defined pipes to carry the water. And so on. I want to come to the solution. So, what is the way forward? Many of us, of course, have different answers, but I also want to contribute this to this historic workshop. Number one, remembering the challenges. And so that we do not end up planning or thinking out wishful thinking, here we had to adopt a very smart strategy, all the strategies on how to modernize cities. We must stop designing cities in a way that we see now. Governments and local government authorities need a strict enforcement of structural blueprints before the foundation of a building, whether it is a hospital, whether it is a school, whether it is what. We need that. and we have to enforce. When you want to put the right way, our people, because they are not put aware, they become wild. I mean, we must really be focused to where the truth lies. So we must begin to learn the correct way. So enforcement of the blueprints that we are going to put out. Number two is to decentralize the growth or smarter distribution. What do I mean in this? Juba currently cannot carry the weight of the entire country. Of course. Cannot. Sala can solve partly Kujur to make it able to accommodate it. It will never. And so we must, and I mean intentionally, invest in cities, in other cities. Oh yes, people run away from there because it is not improved. Because we do not carry services to them, and so on and so forth. So we must move to cities like which are not worth the name. Cities like Yei, Bor, Nasser, Rumbek, and name them. Plan for them. Then people will begin to like it. Lekin naman na kaliuze buburwasaka. Then they will also say, "Nina malo kumano." The government is not concerned about this. So they begin even to dislike their own. You see, number three, we have to invest on this animal called green and blue infrastructure. I will make it further clear. I mean, we must optimize our resources. Resource optimization. In other words, we really need to tap into the wildlife first to begin, build a central water treatment facilities, and localize solar grids. But the good news is that I was with the Minister of Finance yesterday. We said some very good news for the time being, but it is a long term being. You see, we do being the priorities really, and I mean real priorities. Number one is food. You have to go to production. Food is number one. Okay. Number two are the roads. Because even if you produce food somewhere, in Yambio, or even in Pibo, and there are no roads, then you have done nothing. Naturally, roads must be the next after food. Number three, power, electrification, preferably hydro. But for now, according to the latest And this may be begin soon, by the way, it is not a dream. When I'm talking here, I'm not also dreaming. So it is not a dream. That is a temporary measure, but long term. Uganda is ready to extend to us its electricity. And it will, already the companies has started, the companies started working. Yeah. It will come to Juba to satisfy this huge population. And thereafter we plan to where to move. It has the capacity to move even up to up. While we plan to build our hydro, we have not abandoned mining. But do you see, if you have not car, you don't have a car to transport people, you see Ben Basco. Ah, people want to reach there faster, whatever the destination. You see, the next to Basco is motorcycle. Until you now have the capacity to buy cars, according to the ability and capacity. Yes, so we must start somewhere, but immediately, and in the shortest run, so that we satisfy the need of electrifying our cities. And this is why I'm actually talking about extending what is there. And it is not only Uganda, we have also agreed with our Ethiopian partners to extend electricity from the big dam recently built. We all know the name. Aike. Renaissance. But actually, Malakal should not have suffered. If we had put that planning into focus. Because there is already sufficient electricity from the north, from the Sudan, in rank, in which we would have industrialized, not only in rank, but move all the way, Melud, and we move all the way, Akoka, until you come to Malakal, and spread to Nasset. You know when a country is developed, these suburbs who become Mutumiridin, who become rebels, they will not think of rebellion. Mindy, he or she is satisfied. But when everything is lacking, my friend, then they want to bring it by themselves through violence, which is very incorrect. So these are some of the things. At our reach, you go to rent now, electricity is lighting the whole. We have to make use, and we pay so that, you see. But it is a priority, number three, no doubt about that. In conclusion, I must conclude very quickly. Although I missed some speeches, I was also bogged down due to some national issues. So, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, urbanization is not just about pouring concrete to build and raising glass high scrapers, but it is about dignity of our people. It is about dignity of our population. It is about creating a space where a young South Sudanese girl or boy, of course, can walk on well-lit streets without rapping, without being raped. You know, these criminals, Mujerimin, this is why I put power number three. They look for dark places. When they see this poor girl moving in darkness, God, this is exactly this is what I want. But when it is all lit, crimes will fall, my friend. Nobody wants to be caught red-handed. You can see the importance of power. You see, and yes. So that underlines need for constant electricity. But in this connection, for this launching really to see the light of the day properly and for it to take off, we must increase the budget of the ministry. And these things are not done free, my friend. It means investing money. So, Honorable Minister Michael, you have actually brought this, the launching, at the right time, because tomorrow we are discussing our cluster budget. Our budget of the country with the cluster, and thereafter it will go to the parliament. So make sure that at least some percentage is put onto the top of what you have. Hey, so that we can implement some of this. So let us build cities. Comrades, I want to call all of you comrades. Don't be angry. Let us build cities that reflect our dignity. Let us keep our rich cultural heritage. Keep our love for land. This is why it is at the top of this theme. This means patriotism, burning love. It's not just love. You don't love your country, you don't care about it. You are ready to destroy it, you are ready to make it dirty like that's been. You see? So, let us give our people an organized modern spaces for the different activities that they deserve. Because it is awkward, really, that even funerals, you don't have anywhere to conduct your funeral orchestra. We are supposed to have yards for common activities of the people. You hardly get this. Children playground, and our children become criminals, many of them, because they are not engaged by other activities. You see? So we must build playgrounds for them. So with this, may I say, may we all survive. The terrific speed we have of our unplanned cities, including unplanned roads. And you drive past, then you don't even reach the destination. At the end here, is it the right time, Honorable Minister, to declare the launching? Okay. Yes. Because I have another occupation. The youths are waiting, the old world are waiting. I'm turning to pieces. Yes. So I hereby declare the launching of the urbanization in modern South Sudan. Thank you very much.